Citizens in Bethel are weighing a decision on a proposal for the first liquor store in decades. In the shadow of the debate is a powerful and elaborate bootlegging economy across Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. In the first of a three-part series on efforts to curb the flow of alcohol to the region, KYUK's Ben Matheson reports on where law enforcement's battle with black markets spread across the rivers and tundra of the vast region.
In the break room of the Bethel Trooper Post, an evidence custodian rips open carefully labeled bags of what was evidence, seized plastic bottles of R&R whiskey and Sailor Jerry's rum. Down the kitchen sink goes booze that never made it to customers in local option communities. It's a small success for the Bethel-based Western Alaska Alcohol and Narcotics Team, but one day's success will be followed by another challenging day.
Constant. It's constant.
Angela Womack is one of three want investigators in Bethel who spend their waking hours chasing down leads, tracking the movement of alcohol, and building long-term cases. No one knows for sure how much alcohol moves illegally from hubs like Bethel to the dozens of villages banning importation or possession of alcohol. Investigator Todd Mooring says it can be a high-stakes business.
Last year, there's reports of snow machines, you know, as the ice is basically breaking when they're making their last runs across the river. So risks are definitely taken to run these things.
There's big money in bootleg alcohol. A bottle that costs about 10 bucks in Anchorage can fetch hundreds in dry villages. Transportation and logistics dictate the price. The closer to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Ice Road, the cheaper the bottle. In Tuksuk Bay, primarily reachable by air, they say a bottle sells for $300, and they've heard that one had been auctioned for $700. The three officers are tasked with enforcement for 56 villages in the YK Delta. The work takes them on the river, to the airport, and to postal facilities to investigate mail. When in Bethel, they dress in plain clothes to blend in. Bethel's unique alcohol laws allow unlimited importation, but there are currently no local sales. People bring in alcohol in their luggage from Anchorage or make orders by mail from liquor stores, which come in on air carriers. The stores do big business with the Delta. The state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board receives notice when a customer buys more than 4 cases of liquor in a week and passes that information on to troopers. One day in March, nearly 200 liters were ordered between 4 customers. In February, a single customer ordered 81 liters. The first quarter of 2015 saw the equivalent of nearly 1,100 bottles in large orders. Mooring says that information can become part of a case.
Some folks are selling just so that they can have their own alcohol. Some folks are selling just strictly for financial gain. And these organizations go all the way back into Anchorage. And they're shipping it out here to ship to the village because of their such financial gain.
Investigator Jerry Avan calls it a never-ending battle.
When we investigate and successfully complete a case and arrest people, there's other people that pop up and take their place. So it's kind of like a revolving door for us.
He says there's not a definitive profile of who sells.
One lady told us that she was going to sell her booze because she needed to buy diapers for her kids. I mean, I guess everybody got their own reason as to why they want to sell. That's why some people say we have subsistence bootleggers. And those are the people that sell alcohol to make ends meet at their home. And then we have these people that sell to make profit.
The second half of the team's mission is combating drugs in the region. Investigator Mooring says the recent rise of heroin has added a troubling new ingredient to the alcohol economy.
We know now of people that weren't bootlegging before that are now bootlegging because they are hooked in the heroin. So we know alcohol and marijuana sales are used to fund heroin addictions as well.
So you can't really separate.
You can't separate those things out like they're trying to make a nice, crisp, clean line. It's not. It's a big spider web, and it's all interconnected.
Tips from the public are their bread and butter. Mooring says the office gets no shortage of anonymous tips, but it's not always directly actionable information. Having someone speak on the record goes a lot farther for prosecution. In the end, Avan says that every bottle counts.
We want to think that we've saved maybe a homicide or an assault in the village. It makes me happier if I seize 10 bottles or 12 bottles. I think that mentality goes a long way to be able to get up in the morning and think, hey, what am I going to do today?
And odds are the phone will be ringing, bringing new bottles and new cases to chase. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.